Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Maybe you think it's Monday because we're at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's not. We were off yesterday, and so we are doing our weekly Twin Peaks show today. And this will be an interesting abbreviated week for Crowder. Crowder is working with me in the studio tomorrow.
Yep.
And then you'll be off Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
Friday, I'm going to be doing the show with Adam Beasley.
Wow.
From the Miami Herald. Oh. And Adam Beasley is joining us right now. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I wanted to host with him on Friday because I wanted to feel what it's like to host with a professional athlete.
What happened?
You know, well, he got the hole in one, if you remember, and so and then you bleeped all over it because miraculously now you have a hole in one. Isn't that weird? That's so crazy. You never told that story.
Yeah, sometimes when you're just great like that, you don't really remember everything.
I mean, who doesn't remember a hole in one? Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is joining us. What's up, Bees?
Yeah, the worst part of this is that Crowder's even got Darlington in on the scam now. I mean,
he
on Twitter said
national
it happened, and now there are two liars involved.
It's not a scam.
He co-opted national media to keep his story straight. That's crazy.
Haters go hate.
Haters go hate. And that's you. You're the hater here.
Haters go hate.
Hating on Beasley's hole in one. I wanted to talk some Dolphins with you, Bees. That's why I wanted to have you come on. And Drew Brees, before the show, I didn't even know this when I texted you this morning, but Drew Brees announced he's coming back for his 20th season. And for a lot of Dolphins fans, that really kind of puts a dagger where it counts because, as Vic Bermudez, our old producer, pointed out via Twitter, you know, Dante Culpepper has been retired since 2009, and Drew Brees has announced today he's coming back for another season, which leads me to the greater point, which is the Dolphins can't get this wrong again. They cannot get it wrong again. And I don't know what the right answer is, by the way, but I am convinced, and tell me if you agree, I am convinced at this point there is zero chance Tua Tagovailoa is available at the number five slot.
Oh, my. I wouldn't say zero because we don't know for certain. Lee Steinberg's been doing this for years. He's the agent for Tua, and he's been doing this for years. And he knows how to work the media. And we don't know for certain that the information that we've been getting out of his camp about him being 100% healthy and everything looks great and the hip is no longer broken and everything is back in its socket and all that, we don't know for certain that's accurate. We think it is. We think it would be an enormous mistake on his part not to be forthcoming at this point. We'll know this time next week because the scouting combine starts on Monday, and all those players go out there, and not only do they meet with teams and work out, although Tua won't work out, he'll go out there and meet with teams, but also go through a rigorous physical, and that'll include MRIs, CT scans, whatever teams believe they need to get the most information. So I guess you're saying, is there a 0% chance it could come back that the imaging isn't great, that the cheerful song and dance we've been hearing isn't quite so cheerful, and then he could slip. But if his health is as advertised, if he is, you know, on track to be ready to throw in April and certainly not miss any of training camp and potentially start week one for a team, yeah, someone's going to use a top five pick on him. There are going to be concerns that even if this injury is healed, he's susceptible to additional injuries because he's, you know, he's kind of been snake bit when it comes to health. But there will be a team that is desperate and eager enough to fix that problem that they're going to draft Tua. The question is, are the Miami Dolphins that team, and are they willing to take any risk health-wise to get the guy that everybody thinks could be the next Drew Brees? Because you framed it in a perfect way, Hawk. I mean, there are options. And of course, the Dolphins didn't make it easy on themselves. By winning those last two games, they put themselves in this position where they're uncertain, where they're going to have to make a decision they might not be comfortable with. If they had a number one pick in the draft, it wouldn't be an issue. Joe Burrow would be their guy. They would probably already have him in aqua and orange, because I think you could basically draft a guy and start, if you're the number one pick, start working on a contract whenever you want. But no, it's going to be deliciously interesting for us, and we don't know for certain how this is going to pan out. But you're right, the chance now for error, the chance for them picking the wrong guy and getting scared off by an injury, or picking a guy who is injured chronically, is real, and it's going to make for a fascinating offseason.
And, Bees, like you said, we don't know when everybody starts playing around, the smoke screens, the BS from teams. Is there any chance in hell the Dolphins leave the top five without a quarterback?
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, sure.
Oh,
I mean,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. because what happens if three teams trade into the top four? I mean, we'll say the Bengals take one at one, and then three and four, the Lions – And the Giants get offers they can't refuse from other teams, and somehow the rug gets pulled out from underneath the Dolphins. I mean, it's not impossible. Let me ask you this, guys, though: if Tua, you're not totally sold on his health, and Burrow's off the table because the Bengals take him, and we can get into that in a second if he's going to pull an Eli. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that he's a good soldier and he goes and plays in Cincinnati. If you're the Dolphins and you're not in love with Justin Herbert, or you're the Dolphins and you're not in love with Tua's health, do you take that risk at five, taking a guy you're only 80% sold on because you set up this entire offseason for that draft? I think that's how teams get themselves into deep, deep trouble.
I mean, yeah, I think you have to force yourself to love someone at that point. Yeah. I mean, at some point, the optics would be so bad.
Isn't it what I tell guys when they're getting married, Bees? I say, listen, bro, if you're looking for 100% out of a woman, she's not going to give it to you. Get you 80, 85%, you got you a wife. And that's true. Now, I don't know if y'all want to admit it as husbands, but
I will not.
True.
No, I would not admit
okay.
that.
I don't know if Bees will either. But it's true.
110%. Yeah, 110%. Well, who am I kidding? She's not listening to your show. 80% is fine.
Yeah, Justin, my wife doesn't know how to make crawfish.
My wife's not listening. I'm going to go 38%. The good news is I'm only given 20%.
I totally get your point, but let me put you in the shoes of Brian Flores and Chris Greer. And they've been waiting their entire lives for this offseason, for this moment, for this opportunity. And it's not a stretch to say if you're a candidate of color, if you're African-American and you mess up, you don't get a second chance as much as white candidates do. Is that a fair assessment of the lay of the land, the NFL?
100%.
I'll defer.
So I don't think it's a stretch. I think that's just what the evidence shows us. So you've got to get it right, or your career might not ever be the same. And the stress they must be feeling has to be absolutely through the roof. And so, and here's another side of the coin. So say they think, man, Tua's health really does scare me. Or Herbert, he just doesn't have that pocket awareness. I could see taking him at 16, but not at 5. He's not going to be there at 16 or 18, whatever their second pick is. Can they go to Steve Ross and say, let's do it again? Let's kick the can down the road one more year, see if we can develop Rosen, roll out there with Fitz, maybe find another guy in free agency or via a trade, and then go into the 2021 draft with half the picks in the first round because they could get
Rosen. We're still holding that out as a possibility.
It's not a likely one, but
hope not.
What would you rather do?
I'll tell you what I would try to
buy yourself another year.
I would tell you what I would rather do. If they are not in love with Justin Herbert and they're not going to get Tua and they're not going to get Joe Burrow, then I would like them to go out and get a quality. And I love Ryan Fitzpatrick, but there is a quality number. There's a number of quality free agent quarterbacks available. So put yourself in the running for Teddy Bridgewater or someone that actually
– Rivers, Cam.
Phillip Rivers, yeah. Cam Newton. Who knows who? But you cannot go into next season without either the quarterback of the future on the roster or someone who can – elevate the performance from last year on the roster. And again, I love Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right. And if I'm Tom Garfinkel and Jeremy Walls and the people responsible for selling tickets to that building, I would agree with you. Because how do you – I mean, maybe from an organizational development and roster building perspective, patience might be the key, but this is a business. And that place was bleak the last half of the season, even when they were winning games. I mean, if they weren't playing one of the bigger draws, the place was bleak. And there, you know, and even when the stadium was full, it was half Eagles fans, right? I mean, that Philadelphia game was basically South Side East or South Side South or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, I mean, from a business standpoint, I agree with you, Hawk. But what does getting 117-year-old Philip Rivers in here do for you? I mean, what even Tom Brady? What does that do for you aside from a sugar high for 2020?
But that's okay. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a sugar high. I mean, I'm not even being facetious. Like,
but isn't Fitzpatrick is kind of a sugar high? We know he's not going to take you anywhere, but
not,
he's excited.
He's not Philip Rivers, though. I mean, we haven't seen great quarterback play down here, and I'm not even in love with Philip Rivers, to be quite honest. But I just think there's enough guys out there where if it's not – I mean, you've got three picks in the first round of the draft. How could they walk away from that number five without a quarterback?
Well, let me ask you it this way. I kind of teased it earlier in the segment. If you're Joe Burrow and you're hearing Carson Palmer, whose brother is your quarterback's trainer, right? I mean, he's a guy that's coaching him up, getting him ready for the draft. If you're Joe Burrow and you hear one of the best players in franchise history saying, the place is a dumpster fire, don't go there. And if that's what Palmer's saying publicly, imagine what he's saying privately. Do you force Cincinnati's hand? Do you say, I will refuse to play for you? We can do it quietly or we can do it very loudly. I can go to you quietly and say, hey, work out a trade, and these three teams are fine. And if you don't do that, I am going to threaten to sit out of here. I am not going to play. I will go do something else. And I'll go play in the XFL or something absurd. Like, that's no leverage, of course, but refuse to report to the Bengals. Do you think Cincinnati would – because, hell, the Dolphins have more to offer than any team in the NFL. They could offer, if they wanted, which I think would be a stretch, three first-round picks for Joe Burrow. They could do that right now. Who says no to that deal, do you think?
Probably nobody, Bees. But I wanted to ask, when you were talking about it, I was thinking about it, does that put a bad taste in the other team's mouth like what Eli did? But why wouldn't it? I was reading articles on your Twitter where you're talking about guys with natural leadership ability and non-natural leadership ability. A guy that comes out and says, I'm not playing for that team, it would just make me look at him a little differently as a player and as a leader.
Well, not if the Dolphins are behind the scenes orchestrating it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if Steve Ross and back channel to Burrow's representatives are saying, we will not look at you poorly at all if you force your way into Miami, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I understand.
But he's talking about strategically placing it where if he just flat out says Cincinnati, I'm not coming there, and just opens it up to everybody, no other team would look at that differently.
His ability overcomes. Are glad that Eli did that?
And that's the thing. Eli's situation is the only precedent I have of that, and he was a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
I mean, Elway did it, right?
Yeah, Elway did it as well.
He forced his way out, yeah, yep. and he had a Hall of Fame career. So you have two guys that did that, and they came up. It just when they always want to look at this off the field and intangible stuff. A guy saying, "Nope, I'm not gonna go the way that every other player goes in the draft. I'm gonna choose where I want to go." It's just funny to me that that team won't look at that negatively, and some of them would actually look at it positively because Bees just made me think about it. They can orchestrate that then.
Channing, I hope you're never in my union because you just sold out the entire players' union to get. Oh, shouldn't these players have the agency to have some say in where they're going? Aren't you a man of the people, Channing?
No, I'm a man of money. And I went third round, Mel Kiper lied to me.
But we see this over and over. I mean, Andre Iguodala is a member of the Miami Heat because he flat out refused to play for Memphis. It's not that he's coming out of the draft and doing it, but I mean, players do this, and I don't think anyone looks differently upon someone because of that. You want to get talent on your roster. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald, he covers the Miami Dolphins. He'll be hosting the show with me on Friday. You could read his work in the Miami Herald. And just on the way out here, Bees, there's no indication from the Dolphins on what they're planning as far – like, you've received no indication.
No, I mean, it's not like Chris called me before this segment and said, hey, dude, we're definitely taking Tua.
But you're around it. Like, you have no gut on to what they're doing right now.
Because I think any of three or four scenarios could happen. In all seriousness, this sounds like a cop-out, but it's true. I think that there is a world in which they package enough for Cincinnati and go up and get Joe Burrow. I think there's a world in which they talk themselves into Tua if his medicals are clean next week. And I think there's a world in which they settle for Justin Herbert. I think all those things are possible. What I would be stunned about, like you, is if we're sitting here on whatever, April 27th or whatever the draft is, and it's pick number six, and the Dolphins either made a pick that was not a quarterback or traded out of that pick and punted on the position, that would be surprising to me. But I don't think it's a 0% chance that happens. I think there is a real possibility that they talk themselves out of this completely.
Wow, that would shock me, and I think every other Dolphins fan. Adam Beasley, read his work in the Herald. I'll see you on Friday, Bees.
All right, see you guys.
There you go. We're going to
do too good.
Debut.
Hey, Bees, don't do too good Friday.
You said that so defeatedly. Hey, don't do too good.
I wanted to stutter through all his answers. Keep my
don't
job,
do
man.
Too good.
I got a baby on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.